Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas, and I'm your host. The way this podcast works is very simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We'll take a moment to relax, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. And remember, the more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to follow or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a good night's rest. We're determined to bring all of you the very best sleepy stories and relaxations to help you get that rest that you deserve. And we want to be able to do that for the long haul. Now, to be sure we can make that happen, we do rely on the help of our sponsors and of you, our wonderful listeners. The very best way you can help to support this podcast is by subscribing to our premium channel. When you do, you'll be helping to support and maintain the production of this show, and we will love you forever for that. But also, you'll be getting some great benefits for yourself as part of our premium feed. This includes access to our entire catalogue of stories, completely ad-free, and an exclusive bonus episode every single Thursday. You can sign up on our website at getsleepy.com/support, or just follow the link in the show notes to learn more about Get Sleepy Premium. Thank you so much to everyone who's signed up already. Now, I'll be reading tonight's story, where we'll enjoy some quiet time in the beautiful, natural landscape of Catalina Island, just off the coast of Southern California. We'll wander across the island and fall asleep by the ocean. So let's just share in a slow, peaceful moment of relaxation. You can take a few nourishing, deep breaths, if that tends to help you ease into the night. Just do so at your own pace, and don't feel any pressure to breathe in a way that feels unnatural. Your body and your breath is at your own command. You can just listen to my voice tonight as I read this bedtime story. And you might find that you take in every word and interpret each scene in your mind, in your own unique way. Or you may just enjoy the comfort of my voice in the background, without focusing much on what I'm saying. Whichever way you naturally tend to listen is absolutely fine. I'll be here for some time to come, and you can drift off into a restorative sleep whenever you like. So let me guide you across Catalina Island tonight. We begin on a crisp early morning, just off the coast of Southern California. a cool breeze caresses your skin. As we cross the deep blue Pacific Ocean. The thick morning fog laying atop the Pacific slowly begins to clear as the sun warms the crisp ocean air. The ferry engine rumbles steadily beneath you. Seagulls hitch a ride on the air current behind the boat. Perhaps they are headed to Catalina Island too, you wonder. As the ferry proceeds, a towering island begins to reveal itself through the fog. You're still a few miles away when the whole length of the island comes into view. There are two bays where most people on the island congregate, a larger one to the south and a smaller one to the north. The larger one, off to your left, is your immediate destination. But the smaller one, called Two Harbours, which lies off to your right, will be where you end the day. You caught the first ferry out of Long Beach, California this morning, and you're headed to Avalon, the main town on Catalina Island. Nestled in a cove between two mountains, rising right out of the ocean, this town is a much sought-after escape from the hustle and bustle of life on the mainland. As the ferry draws ever closer, the quaint harbour town comes to life. Sailboats of every size and colour rock in the morning tide. Shops and houses reach down the sides of the mountain, all the way to the white sandy beach resting at the center of it all. As you pull into Avalon Harbor, the boat slows and edges up to a large wooden dock along one side of the cove. The seagulls who have been trailing the ferry from Long Beach divert toward the sandy shore in search of a snack. A gentle bump against the dock signals that you've arrived. You pick up your backpack, filled with everything you need for this adventure, and step onto the dock. A path follows around the edge of the harbour and leads you into the heart of Avalon. It's fairly quiet still, except for the faint patter and clank of boats in the water. Only a few early risers are out and about in search of a warm morning brew. The feel of this town is unique. There's an air of history everywhere, even in the modern shops and stores. You'd love to stop and try the restaurants and relax by the beach, but your day calls you elsewhere. You pass through the town and follow a narrow, paved road that leads you up to the valley between the two mountains that corner Avalon. There's a small high school to your left, followed by a golf course, with a few deer munching on dew-covered grass. Then you see a sign. It marks the beginning of the Trans-Catalina Trail. This is where your adventure really begins. After a deep breath, you take the first steps onto the dirt path. The ground is dry but soft. Small clouds of dust billow around your hiking boots with each step. Gradually, you climb the hills that surround the town of Avalon, winding back and forth along the trail. In between patches of dense shrubs and craggy trees, you catch a glimpse of the quaint harbour below. With each switchback in the trail, the town becomes a bit more distant, and the view a bit more awe-inspiring. But nothing could prepare you for the view when you reach the top. Here at Hermit's Gulch Lookout, you can see down both sides of the mountain. Endless deep blue expands out in both directions. To the east, somewhere beyond the horizon, is Southern California. To the west, the next spot of land is Hawaii. Under the shade of a crooked old tree, you take your backpack off and enjoy a refreshing, cool drink of water. You appreciate the climb you just made. From all the way up here, it feels like quite an accomplishment. As the toughest part of your adventure today, you're glad to have it over with early. You still have a way to go, but the remainder will be smoother ridges and valleys. After one more refreshing sip of water, you lift your pack onto your shoulders and continue on. From the viewpoint at Hermit's Gulch, you follow the path along a ridgeline, which soon descends into a valley that covers much of the centre of Catalina Island. Quickly, signs of civilization begin to disappear. You're left with the rustle of shrubs in the wind, an occasional bird song, and the pat of your feet on the dirt path. It's peaceful, and your thoughts become quiet. Your attention rests only on the present experience, which brings a sense of joy and contentment. You notice that this valley is drier than other parts of the island. Rain here is sparse. The most reliable source of water is the light ocean mist that covers the island almost every morning. It's not much, but it's plenty to sustain the arid plant life here. The path weaves between nooks and crannies of the valley. You walk by rocky ledges, worn by the passage of time. On the side of one, you notice something unique. It seems that nature has carved a human face in the ledge. Its smiling eyes watch as you pass by. As you come to the top of a shallow ridge, a vast open part of the valley is revealed. You pause and look around. Patches of dense shrubbery dot the land, and a grouping of trees lies in the middle like a little oasis. From a distance, it looks like one rather large brown shrub is moving. But as you move along the ridgeline, you realize that it's actually an American bison, a giant furry creature that somewhat resembles a brown cow. Bison are not native to Catalina. In the early days of Hollywood, Catalina Island was a popular spot for shooting country western films. Its arid landscape and ease of access from Los Angeles made it a perfect location. Bison were brought by filmmakers, and many have since remained, making a quiet home here in the center of the island. you pause and watch the majestic creature from a distance. It wanders through and among the shrubbery, sniffing for the best tasting plants to sample from. You continue along the path, glancing over every now and then to watch the bison carry on with its leisurely day. It seems to be in the mood for a nap as it finds a patch of trees to lie under. This makes you wonder what bison might daydream about as you leave the valley behind. The path has worked its way toward the eastern coast of the island, the same side that you arrived at this morning. Here, you see the first sign of humanity since you left the stunning view at Hermit's Gulch. It's the Catalina Island Airport, marked by a single long runway and a broad white stone building. It's the quietest airport you've ever seen. With the sun at its midday peak, you decide to stop by for a snack, a cool drink, and a bit of shade. There's an older gentleman inside, serving on the food counter. You order a light snack and something refreshing to drink. The man wears a pleasant smile and comes ready with a full supply of jokes. It's a nice moment of reprieve, you think, to enjoy a bit of nourishment and share a few laughs with a stranger. With a renewed sense of energy, you thank the man for the food and his uplifting spirit, and rejoin the trail towards Two Harbours. You're more than halfway there by now. Still, much of Catalina's beauty is yet to be revealed. From the airport, the path hugs the eastern side of the island. It's marked by rocky bluffs as far as the eye can see. The rolling, rugged hills are topped in a fine coat of grass, until they suddenly drop off to the ocean. Hundreds of feet down, waves crash with full force into the cliffs. It's more colourful here than in the valley you just walked through. A patchwork of yellow and purple wildflowers crisscross the breathtaking landscape. Up and down you go, meandering along the bluffs, occasionally pausing when a washed-out cliff offers a view of the ocean below. In one such place, you notice what seems to be a private cove. A few boats are moored just offshore, and a villa rests up from a small sandy beach. It looks like a peaceful place to live, you think. The only access appears to be by water. It must be a relaxing life there. Just beyond this is a particularly beautiful cliff. Two tall ridges sit on either side, dropping straight down when they meet the ocean. In between them, a long, sloping valley covered in thick grass leads right down to the water. From here, you can see boats off in the distance coming in and out of Two Harbours. You're not far now. You take one final break under the shade of a scrub oak tree. It's crooked and bent, but broad and sturdy. As you sip on a cool drink of water, you look out over the valley leading to the crystal blue ocean. Then, you suddenly hear a distinct bird call. It's sharp and cuts through the air like a knife. That's no songbird, you think. Your eyes trace the cliffs in search of the source. Tucked into a small nook in the cliff, you see a tangle of twigs and branches. A pointed yellow beak and brown head look out from inside. As the bird stands up and spreads its wings to take off, you realize what this beautiful creature is. The fabled peregrine falcon. It leaps from the edge of the cliff, tucking its wings in a nosedive straight towards the water. At the last second, its wings open and the falcon soars gracefully across the surface of the water. It's a rare sight. Peregrine falcons are notoriously reclusive, and they are also one of the fastest animals on Earth, diving at speeds of up to 300 kilometers per hour. The falcon makes a big loop and circles back towards the valley, where it rises up the slope with the wind current. It moves with such ease and grace through the air. You could sit here all day just watching it fly. But the afternoon has arrived and the sun is descending towards the horizon. So you stand up and continue on the last stretch of the trail toward Two Harbors. You can't see the harbor yet, but the coming and going of boats just off in the distance indicates that you're getting close. As you steadily climb a broad grassy hill, you begin to hear the distinct clank of a harbor bell. Approaching the ridgeline, a stunning sight reveals itself. Two harbors with crystal clear water sitting back to back against one another. A single thin strip of land separates them. It's clear now how Two Harbors got its name. You descend the hill to your final destination for today, and you're glad to be here. It's been a long day of walking. Your legs are growing tired, and the cool touch of the Pacific Ocean on your skin is cooling. At the bottom of the hill is a delightful camping area, along with a restaurant filled with sailors and hikers enjoying a bit of friendly company. You'll come back here later for dinner. Right now, though, there's only one thing on your mind. You check into your camping spot and quickly assemble your tent and lay out your sleeping bag inside. You thought ahead and put your swimsuit in an easily accessible spot in your backpack. You love it when you do nice things for yourself like that. After a quick change into your swimwear and sandals, you head straight for the beach. You pass through a row of chairs and umbrellas where a few people are relaxing, reading a book, enjoying a glass of lemonade, or snoozing in the afternoon sun. You kick your sandals off and feel the warm sand sift through your toes as you walk towards the water. The first step in the shallows is a sensation that you'll never forget. Your feet are tired, and the ocean water is the perfect temperature. Cool, crisp, and refreshing. There are no waves to face here in the harbor, and you can see straight through to the ocean floor. Schools of tiny fish dart around your ankles. you slowly walk deeper through the shallows, feeling the tension in your tired feet disappear as the waterline climbs up your legs. The coolness reaches up through you and relieves your entire body. It's a feeling of pure relaxation. Feeling completely soothed by the ocean, the accomplishment of your day sinks in. You did it. You crossed Catalina Island. You saw bison and a peregrine falcon. Stunning cliffs and arid mountains. It was no small feat. You feel grateful to have been able to make this adventure a reality. And you feel appreciative of this beautiful place for allowing you to explore. You rest in the shallows, allowing the ocean to soothe your tired muscles as the afternoon turns to evening. After enjoying a delicious meal at the local restaurant, you return to your campsite and start a fire in a pit surrounded by large stones. The wood here is dry, allowing you to easily bring the blaze to life. The ocean brings cool and crisp air, making for an idyllic temperature here at night. You lay in your tent with the door unzipped. There are no bugs or animals to bother you. Just the peaceful sight of a silver moon reflecting off the ocean. The fire crackles gently nearby. You can hear water lapping against the boats in the harbour. It was a perfect day, better than you could have ever hoped for. And with that sense of gratitude filling your heart and mind, you drift comfortably off to sleep.